All right. I'm losing perspective on my case. I need some real, true legal analysis. This was posted 3 days ago. I haven't watched this yet. My best friend. Legal mindset. Wait, is that the sound effect? Wait, and then his channel is...
Destiny, a.k.a. Stephen Bunnell, risks felony charges and major consequences.
Felonies? Oh, no!
In an ongoing civil case in regards to an interaction he had with a witness, a potential future witness.
Witness or potential future witness? Okay, all right, okay.
In Texas.
Not a potential future witness. Oh, no!
We're going to get on that today. On The Legal Mindset, we teach you to be your own judge. I'm Andrew Esquire, American attorney. And this is the Fast Facts version, the quick and dirty version of the latest in legal news. If you like this version, make sure to let me know in the comments below and let me know what you think about the topic. So, of course, you guys are familiar with the legal saga if you've been paying attention in the wake of Destiny. And now he's risking not just one felony, but multiple consequences from...
Fuck! Multiple felonies. I'm fucked.
This interaction.
This is my best friend, Lauren Aliguna.
Hi, Lauren.
I literally am game stalking her right now. I am game stalking this wonderful lady.
I work here.
You work here?
I work here.
Do you have anything you would like to say to the audience?
Yeah, you're free. You're fucking here.
Okay, cool. Anything else?
She works right here, right on this corner. This 1x1 meter of sidewalk is mine.
Thank you for joining us, right? Thank you for stalking me. No, this is a one-man game stalker on right now, okay? So thanks for having me out.
That's why I need to be the host.
Wait, really? Are we recording this right now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. How are you doing? How's life in Texas?
I'm in America.
Okay, be careful. Say bye. I'll see you around.
Why? Why are you following me?
Because I'm bored. I gang stalk in real life.
You're fucking free. You're a pedophile.
Yeah.
Pedophile.
Bro.
I mean,
Queen. Rose. Say, be careful.
I mean,
of course, we've got the characters here today. Destiny.
Oh, my God.
His beautiful attack.
Why is he using the Photoshop version of me?
On Titan form here. And then we've got Miss Lauren de Laguna.
I like the picture choice. Okay. I see we have a fair and impartial judge today. Hell yes.
Who is a lawyer with Hayden Law. She's in good standing with the Florida Department of State. That's her.
With Hayden Law, with her single member LLC that's currently serving, if I had to guess, I would say probably zero clients. Okay.
Business, and she works remotely in Texas, right? So as an attorney, this is something that people need to understand. If you're practice, let's say you're licensed in Florida, like myself, like Lauren, you can go and work, you can physically be somewhere else, particularly if you're doing a lot of work that's online or it's corporate, transactional work, IP work. A lot of that stuff can be done remotely and can be done living in another state. So Lauren lives in another...
Why would you assume that that's the case here? She had a job in some fucking office and she got fired in like 6 months. She's had her law degree, or she's been bar licensed, I think, for a year, maybe? What is this assumption that she's had this time to build up any clients at all? What are you talking about?
Other state, she lives in Texas. Now, the important thing to point out here for Miss De Laguna is that she is a potential witness in the case with Pixie in Florida. So when this happened just in November in Austin, Texas, and this is a grainy version, the quality wasn't very good on the phone here, but with this, you see clearly here, Mr. Steve.
I uploaded this in 4K, so...
Stephen Bunnell, this is Destiny. And you see Lauren De Laguna there. She's confirmed this was her. This interaction happened.
Legal mindset was damning Noel, trying to get dirt on you. Wait, what? Show me that. Show me that in a stream. Dude, I feel... I shouldn't say this, but... I feel bad for Noel. Bro. I think he... Oh, yeah, he said he unwatched my thread because he couldn't handle it anymore. Because my... People in my thread are fucking loonies. And now he's going to stop reading about me? My good friend Josh?
And this encounter happened in Austin, Texas. Now, if you don't know, and a very important factor here is that Lauren lives in Texas, right? So, and Destiny lives in Florida. So this encounter happened at a place in which Destiny does not normally live or reside. He's normally not hanging out in Texas, right? And Lauren...
Really? Never? I mean, I guess, what are the chances that somebody in the streaming world would ever be in Austin, Texas? Probably not. I guess probably not that high. Yeah. Yeah, true. Okay.
Actually works nearby where this location was happening, where this interaction was happening. Now
works nearby? I thought you said she worked remotely as a lawyer. I guess she's moonlighting. She does two jobs. She has her private law firm that she opened in September, 2 months ago. And then she also works locally. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
We're going to get into this when we get into the defenses, but obviously this looks really, really bad on its face. When you watch the video and you go through it, it looks like Destiny is stalking her, is encountering her. Now, Destiny's supporters and Destiny's defense is, no, she encountered him. She came up to him. Of course, at this point, that's a he said, she said, based on just that particular double statement. Obviously, Destiny saying she approached, him saying he approached. But what we do have in this encounter is an extended encounter in which Destiny continues to record. He does not disengage from this. He uses the, sarcastic.
I have no obligation to disengage, sir. It is a public sidewalk. I can stand here and publicly record. Why on earth would I have an obligation to disengage? She's recording me as well. You can see her phone out.
sarcastically, he says, I'm gang stalking you. I'm gang stalking you, you know, in a tone that he's going to say is sarcastic or being sarcastic. But at the root of this, Destiny has a massive online community. And at a certain point, when you engage with someone and you have a massive community and you're saying, hey, look, this is a witness that is against me. I'm now telling you and showing you visibly where they are. I'm giving you video evidence of where they are. You can look around. All the people on the internet, the Tylenol Americans, can go look at the background and figure out, okay, this is the general area. And that opens up Lauren, who doesn't have a large community and she doesn't have people that are fervently after them, to, you know, stalk her, to harass her, etc. So it's a huge potential issue.
Fuck. I didn't consider that we might be using the Twitter arguments of, Your Honor, he has a large online community. I don't remember what federal rules of civil procedure is the, when one person has a large online community, they're not allowed to record a video anymore. I forgot about that rule. I thought we were in federal fucking court with real rules and a real judge and where we have to submit real evidence. I forgot about Twitter rules. Fuck. Okay. He's got me on there. Okay.
So Lauren De Laguna is a subpoena witness in Destiny's existing revenge, we'll call it a prawn case.
Did your lawyer say anything about this encounter? No. She fucking ran up to me and my other friend, LS, she ran up to us in real life and with her fucking phone out started screaming at us. Like if it truly came down to like a hearing or a court appearance, I would have her as a witness. I'd have the guy at the front of the bar as a witness who recognized her and asked me how the fuck I even knew her. And then I would have the other dude that stepped out and started talking to me because people recognized me. There's a reason why nothing will ever be, nothing is going to come of this other than Lauren stirring shit up online. But no, she literally ran up to us and started screaming. It's like, the fuck? Why didn't Lauren record this Ellis person? I'm sure she did. My guess is she was probably trying to get either of us to say something crazy or stupid, but I don't know.
Right, I like prawns, but not revenge prawn. So this is the case with Pixie, obviously, and Destiny is very aware of the fact that Lauren De Laguna is a witness. He is not unaware of that. So that awareness goes deep into, okay, is this potentially criminal? Because we're going to need to form intent. And part of that intent there is, hey, do you know this person's a witness? Destiny is in full knowledge of who Lauren is. He's very, very familiar with them. They have an interpersonal relationship, right? And once again, this isn't about their past history or their romantic history. This is about the law. And the law says, hey, once somebody is...
As far as the court is concerned, Lauren is just a random person, right? Lauren De Laguna? Yes. She's just been somebody who's subpoenaed for information, which will come out, but it's not really related to this court case, but it kind of is, but not really, but that'll be later on.
A witness, you cannot treat them like you would treat anybody else. You can't just treat them like a random McDonald's worker.
So again, for real big boy court cases, if you want to act like a real human being, okay, you cannot file a case in federal court and then use some weird federal shield to run around and play social media games and harass people. That's just not how these things are supposed to work. It's not how people ordinarily use them. And nobody's going to take this seriously in terms of, what, am I going to get sanctioned? Forget sanctions. This guy's saying I'm going to get a felony charge? Like, I'm sorry, but you can't be involved in a court case and then weaponize that to run up and start recording me and screaming at me and screaming at people I'm with at 3:30. Wait, hold on.
Legal Mindset came after Rikeda became really popular. He initially started his channel talking a lot about VTuber drama, if I remember correctly. He's an expat living in like Thailand or Vietnam or something. I think Korea even. And he's got a wonky eye. He actually sent me a message and I didn't know who it was. So I was confused, but he sent me a message asking about Destiny, which was strange to me. I didn't respond. I didn't know who he was on my signal. But by the way, the Destiny lawsuit is going horrifically for Pixie. And if she loses, that's expected at this point because her lawyers are apparently incompetent.
Okay. I didn't know he sent that message long ago. Listen, me and Noel have no problems interpersonally. Okay. That's it.
Worker on the street who's not subpoenaed. The rights and the responsibilities are different. So the most important thing here, and what I think is really turn this into a topic I would cover and not just something that was a he said, she said, is Lauren has filed a police report. Texas does not mess around when it comes to following up on police reports. And even this police report may trigger the DOJ, the federal investigators on this, because this case is at, you know, a federal level with...
Number one, people don't seem to understand this, okay? Number one, anybody can file a police report for anything. It's like a civil lawsuit. I could call the cops right now and make a complaint and file a police report. All that does is it creates a police report. If there's something that's like actionable where they feel like there's a pressing need to go and investigate something or ask somebody questions, or if stuff is filed in the future, right? Then you have like a paper trail or whatever. That's it. Anybody can file a police report for anything. It doesn't speak at all to the validity of any claims or statements. Also, the idea that the Department of Justice would pick up a case based on a police report of somebody stalking somebody, it's hard to get them to pick up anything, unless you're talking like multiple rape crazy shit. Like the idea that they're, oh my God, hold on. The deal, we just got a call from the,
what is there, is it the Southern District of Texas? I don't even know what district it would be for Austin. We think that we have a police report that there might be a witness stalking going on. We need to take this case up immediately. What? This is fucking retarded.
Pixie and the ramifications, OJ, the federal investigators on this, because this case is at, you know, a federal level with Pixie, and the ramifications are interstate, right? They cross over into Florida, so this gives federal jurisdiction clearly to investigate this. And there are legal consequences if Lauren was to lie. I often don't cover things until there's a police report, because a lot of times if you just put up some Google Doc on the internet, anybody can do that. Anybody can just make a photo, or, you know, maybe doc.
Anybody can just make a police statement. Even if you lie, you shouldn't. You could get in trouble for lying, but remember, this is a matter of, like, time and resources. Like, are they going to come after you for every single bad police report? Like, keep in mind that today in the United States, most people get away with fucking swatting, which in my mind, not to be dramatic, but I would argue is, like, basically a form of attempted murder, or as close as you can get to it. People get away with swatting people. There's no world where the DOJ is following up. And even the local prosecution is never following up on shit. It's just so fucking stupid. Especially because, and I'm trying to think if, I don't even know if this guy's done litigation or any criminal law, but I would say especially because, not to be too much of a bootlicker here, okay, not to show my pro cop, my aunt side or whatever, cops, we see the worst of them on YouTube, but generally speaking, cops have like an okay, like, bullshit detector. When you call in and you're making a report, cops gonna ask you questions and they'll generally like, okay, this is kind of fucking retarded, this is kind of actually some real ass shit, you know. Generally they'll figure this out. Generally, not in all cases, and some cops are pieces of shit, but just this whole thing is just, I wasn't gonna talk about this until there's some proof, but then when she filed a police report, it's like, okay.
If you just put up some Google Doc on the internet, anybody can do that. Anybody can just make a photo or, you know, maybe doctor evidence or do whatever else without filing that police report. But once you file that police report, there is something that can be held against you. And for all of those who may not know, I know a lot of you remember him, let's just remind you of Juicy Smooth, Jussie Smollett over here, who suffered consequences for a false police report claiming he was beat up by MAGA. Funny enough, there was actually an incident recently about a woman who faked a attack.
So he didn't just make a false police report. Didn't he call, one, he called 911, I believe, and two, he literally fabricated an entire hate crime out of whole cloth, and then three, was getting a ton of media attention about it as well. All of these factors played heavily against him in court. The idea that it was just a bad police report, there was way more than that.
Just now, in Trump's second term, cutting herself, having a fetish artist, I believe, cut her up with razors and pretend she was attacked. These sorts of things, when you file a police report, when you fake it like Smollett faked it, you can face real consequences, and you should. We should not have people and incentivize them to be filing fake police reports.
Like, honest to God, here's like the easiest way that you could just cook the fuck out of me. Like, I'm so buried right now because I know for a fact the only reason I pulled my phone out is because Lauren De Laguna was recording immediately. That's why LS, the other person, that's why she ran, because she's like, I don't know why the fuck this crazy person ran up and started recording us. Lauren De Laguna could just release the footage. Just show her phone with me stalking her, with me running up to her, with me and the other person, you know, approaching. Just do that, and then I'm cooked. Because she was recording the entire fucking time. She has way more footage of this than I do. And that's it. And then I'm cooked completely. Dump it. Why not? I know she was recording for multiple minutes because she ran down and tried to talk to the other person that was with me, and then I eventually ran down to see what the fuck was going on, and yeah, just release it. Why not? She's got all the footage on her phone.
So to the extent Lauren De Laguna lies on her police report, she now has consequences. So I have to take it with a level of seriousness that is more than just an empty online accusation.
Then why not ask Lauren for the video to review privately?
This isn't just somebody angry tweet.
Do you think this guy's actually schizo or just an unhinged hater? Well, it's really hard with this guy because I think he is kind of an unhinged hater. But he's also posted stuff that has like reeked of manic, like some kind of mania. This was a while ago. It was a Fast Facts one. I don't know if he still has it up or not. But it was weird. It was after this. He talked about how he thought, because there were a few women I think it was just a few like white women in Thailand. And he was saying that they were stalking him from America and were sent by, was it like the CIA or just the US? Or no, it was Antifa. That was weird. People are saying he deleted that video. Yeah, because you're saying Antifa was coming after him across the ocean.
I have to take it with a level of seriousness that is more than just an empty online accusation. This isn't just somebody angry tweeting. This is somebody that's actually gone through and followed up on what they said. So let's talk about the legal consequences for Destiny here if he was found to be engaging in this, because once again, as a party in a lawsuit, you have different responsibilities to the witnesses. You are not just like a random person on the street. So the first thing, and we'll talk about the federal crimes, the state crimes, and the civil kind of consequences for his ongoing case. And there's a lot here, guys. So if you see 18 U.S.C. section 1512, we've got all of these crimes under various subsections. The first is intimidation and corrupt persuasion. So knowingly, and once again, he knew she's she's a witness, right? Intimidating, threatening, or persuading a witness, or attempting to influence testimony. So here's the thing. Was the behavior he was engaging in by Destiny going up, approaching her, or whether he was approached, whatever, but by filming that, by engaging in this, by talking about gang stalking, by publishing this to his very activist community, a community that we have all the evidence for, the online community, is a clear testament to the fact that they will go out and do things on Destiny's behalf.
Go out and do things?
They'll do things online. They'll harass you online. And some people are...
Will go out and do things or harass you online? Those are two very different implications. Harass you online is like, I get some mean DMs. Go out and do things is like, they're going to find you in real life and kill you. Or worse.
Unhinged enough in Destiny's community to actually go out there in person. In fact, oh, we have some evidence that people were planning to harass Lauren in person.
What's the evidence of this?
Not just Destiny, but part of the community, part of the DGG, Destiny's community. So that actually...
Are we going to see that evidence or what? Hello?
Is a material factor here. And then you've got, what's the punishment for that? Well, the punishment for intimidation under the federal statute is a unlimited fine, so the judge can fine them as much as they want, and then up to 20 years in prison. So
no!
That is-
20 years in prison? I'd probably only get half that though, right? 10 years maybe?
It's a serious, serious felony level offense. Then you've got corrupt tampering with evidence. So altering, destroying, or concealing evidence or preventing its production. So to the extent that this might be trying to cause Lauren to destroy, conceal, or cover something up that might be trying to influence her, could be under that, once again, a fine and up to 20 years and harass.
Was I saying that? Was I doing that? Was I talking about that?
Harassment. So even if there was no intent, this is the one I want to really throw out here because you don't need intent on this. Now, this would be a misdemeanor. It wouldn't be a felony. But even if there's no intent, he could get harassment. He could be caught with harassing a witness even without intent for a fine and up to 1 year in prison. So he's risking real prison harassment. He could be-
without intent to what? Maybe without intent to intimidate or corrupt, but it still has to be willful harassment. I'm sorry. How is me standing somewhere with a person who's literally a one-man gangstalker army recording us? How is that willful harassment? What? Hello?
You get be caught with harassing a witness even without intent for a fine and up to 1 year in prison. So he's risking real prison time, real time behind bars here at a federal level because, once again, this case going on in Florida, this action happened in Texas, you've got interstate there, you've got federal statutes coming in, all of this is going to apply. Then you've got the state crimes in Texas, once again, not a lenient criminal state, Texas, not one you want to go and commit a bunch of crimes in. You've got tampering with a witness, which is section 3605 of the Texas code.
Is Lauren a witness? She's a deponent, which might be a type of witness. I'm not actually 100% sure on that, but she's not going to testify at the trial or anything that gets that far. And I doubt any of what she submits is going to be that relevant, but
coercing or
intimidating because she's not fucking submitting anything because Pixie and her whole side haven't given me any discovery at all ever, which really makes me wonder, which is kind of weird that I feel like I haven't gotten anything. Kind of feels like there might be a lot of stuff that they're hiding.
A witness or prospective witness with the intent to influence. So once again, you do have to have some intent to influence them. But looking at what is the possible outcome of coming up, of filming her, showing where she works, yeah, that could be a thing. Now, there's various classifications here. It could be anywhere between 2 years to 10 years in prison as a felony and up to a $10,000 fine. Then you've got harassment.
Bro, how many people are going to kill themselves once this case is done with? Like, are there really people that are convincing themselves that I'm going to like federal felony level prison shit? Like that I'm going to get like 10 plus years, that I'm going to jail at all? That I'm even, this is even like part of the conversation? Like, I'm seriously, how many people have like indexed on this? Like, oh God, thank God. Once this is over, he's looking at 20 to life.
Communicating in a manner intended to harass, annoy, or alarm. So publishing a video has been intended as communicating. So publishing a video in a manner intended to harass, annoy, or alarm, that can be a misdemeanor or a felony. It depends on how they escalate it. And there's 2 years maximum on that if it goes up to the felony level. So once again, state level, not looking good either. Now there's more time up to 20 years on the federal level, but the state is not looking bad either. There's also consequences in his ongoing civil trial. So in the trial with Pixie, the judge himself can come down and do these things. First of all, sanctions and penalties. I'll get into that on the next page because they're kind of detailed. The next one is introduction as evidence of a pattern of intent. So what this could look at is the judge could say in the Pixie case, this shows that Destiny has a pattern of bad behavior, of intentional behavior here to influence people in a negative way and introduce that to a jury. And that could be fully permissible.
The judge would do that, would introduce that to a jury. One of the parties would have to file a motion for this to bring this to the attention of the judge. The judge is not watching YouTube. I don't think the judge is allowed to file motions in a case generally. Now, maybe he just means that the judge would like approve it or issue an order or something. Related to it, but
as a pattern of behavior, saying this is something that he does this as a pattern, right? Once again, I've talked about this. Destiny exhibits many narcissistic traits and saying, hey, this is part of this pattern of kind of narcissistic abuse.
That's what I'm gonna get the NPD analysis. I'm gonna get the psychoanalysis from the judge. The judge is sitting there, so I just finished reading the Mr. Girl report.
He kind of exacts on people, and he'll go in and he'll delete messages, he'll do whatever to make himself look better or delete evidence of his, you know, kind of narcissistic traits and saying, hey, this is part of this pattern of kind of narcissistic abuse that love bombing and gaslighting and then come in and look like he-
What? Oh, I understand. Wait, does anybody else understand?
I just understood. Sorry.
Oh, I know. Well, I don't know, but I know from other things. He's just, Lauren is talking to him a lot. That's what's happening. He's just repeating everything that, Lauren told him. Lauren has approached at least 10 different people behind the scenes, trying to influence or dictate to them things to say about me, by the way. In case you were wondering where that Amy Dangerfield video on YouTube came from. Yeah, this is, we'll get into this after my thing is done. Hopefully at the end of this year, if we're lucky. But that's what this is coming from. Because in Lauren's mind, she has to sell to the public that we dated for 9 months. And the reason why the DMs look so bad in one set is because I love bombed her and gaslit her. But then I deleted some of my DMs before posting all of our DMs or whatever. Yeah, that's what he's repeating right now from Lauren De Laguna.
He'll do whatever to make himself look better or delete evidence of his, you know, kind of love bombing and gaslighting, and then come in and look like he's innocent, look like he's done nothing wrong. Beyond that, and I've talked about this with the Emeru case, with MISGIF, is IIED, intentional infliction of emotional distress, a very strong civil claim, and invasion of privacy. These are things that Lauren De Laguna could bring in, and she could bring those in, even on that case or on a separate case, and say, hey, listen, you are invading my privacy and you're causing emotional distress. And I think that's something that is potentially feasible under the law. Let's talk about some of the sanctions. These are real fun. So the federal court has really broad...
Intentional infliction of emotional distress or whatever is a civil cause of action. Lauren is not a party to our case. Are you saying that she would file a whole separate case against me?
Authority, super broad authority under Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 11 for frivolous conduct, Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 37 for discovery abuses, and its inherent powers, the inherent powers of the court, the power to sanction parties for misconduct. So they can issue monetary penalties, which could be payable to the court or to Ms. De Laguna. Also, they can say adverse inferences. So saying, once again, they can assume Destiny's bad intent through his pattern of behavior, etc. They can give the jury an adverse instruction because of this bad behavior by Destiny. They can also strike his defenses. Now, this is very extreme, but Destiny has some counterclaims. And they can say, you know what, Destiny, you have behaved so badly.
I don't know all the civil procedure rules, obviously. Of what I know, though, adverse inference and striking defenses, I thought this had to do with, never mind, it could apply here. So, like, for instance, let's say that there is a, there's a whole bunch of text messages between me and another person, and let's say that all of my side is deleted. And the other person says, well, I was going to save these, but he deleted everything after he was on notice for a lawsuit. He told me in these messages that he was going to find me and kill me and kill my whole family and kill my dogs, everything else. And let's say that we go back and forth on this and I can't reproduce the original text messages. The judge might, as part of a sanction against me, when the court case goes forward, the judge might say, well, we're going to let the jury read into that as they might. You know, that's, you know, if the plaintiff can present, you know, a compelling case, the jury's allowed to read your lack of evidence there as unfavorable to you. Not that, like, it can't be submitted, but they can read that as though you were hiding something. So if you're doing bad stuff with evidence, then that's the adverse inference from the lack of evidence there. Or striking defenses, I guess. But that's with evidence tampering or obscuring or whatever. But I guess you could argue that witness tampering is part of that. So, like, if let's say somebody was going to be the lead witness, and then let's say that I found that person, and we... I don't even know what that would look like, actually. I'm not sure. But they decide not to testify. Maybe a jury could look into that unfavorably. Maybe that would be like an adverse inference. Maybe. Yeah.
You are so bad that we're just going to remove those. Now, that's extreme. I don't think they're going to go there yet, but it's possible, ladies and gentlemen. You also have contempt of court. We've talked a lot about that. That's a broad power they can exercise. Elevated punitive damages. So let's say Pixie was to win. They could issue harsher punitives because punitive damages are meant to stop harm to others. And the judge could look at that and say, hey, look, listen, if this isn't stopped with Pixie, other people are going to be suffering this thing under Destiny as well. He's going to go out and repeat this pattern of behavior. He's going to go out and, you know, do this again to other women, to other people. Once again, women and men, I don't think Destiny makes much of a difference there with either one of them. So, you know, other men and women are going to be hurt by this when he engages in, romantic and or deviant, you know, relationships with
them. True.
Also, there could be a permanent no contact order issued for Ms. De Laguna that she could obtain from the court.
Please. I have no problem with that. I would co-sign it. I don't know if you can do that. She wants to do like a no contact or some kind of restraining order. I'd be fucking a-okay. Actually, I'd have to look at it and see if it looks bad on me if I have a restraining order issued against me. But I don't want this crazy fucking lunatic stalking me, talking about me, talking to all of my friends about me, talking to all of these other content creators about me. She does this I don't know how she has so much time. This is the only reason I'm so confident that she isn't carrying any clients in Florida, because there's no way she would have the time to do it. She spends so much time talking to people. It's insane.
There could also be a mandate to delete all related content. So it's saying, hey, Destiny, you've got to...
Maybe I'm being retarded, but have you ever considered suing people like Legal Mindset, or is there no case there? This feels like defamation, especially because he's a lawyer. Well, I mean, like, he could reasonably just be an idiot and think these things. I would have to prove, like, a malicious intent, actual malice or whatever. I'd have to prove that he was knowingly lying about these things at the time. And I don't know what the bar for that is quite high. And it's a lot of money in cases. And I'm done. After this, my legal adventures are over. Okay.
De Laguna that she could obtain from the court.
Well, one more. Master, I have to go all out one more time.
after this one.
It could also be a mandate to delete all related content. So saying, hey, Destiny, you've got to delete that video. You've got to go in there and delete that because that is harassment and that is leading your community even to harass. I believe the damage is already done nowadays because things just go up so quickly. But I think it would be a step to show the court does not approve of what he does and make him actually come back and behave. Because listen, if there's anything with Destiny, he's not going to listen to people on the internet. He's not going to.
The funny thing is that what the court doesn't like is when you play stupid fucking games and waste the court's fucking time. It's so annoying that like, it's just a game to these people, I guess. It's annoying to me on a personal level, obviously, reputationally, psychologically, monetarily, but it's also an annoyance to the federal court system. You're clogging up the docket, you're wasting time of a federal judge that could be looking at a real case otherwise, and you're playing games with all these protected statuses, you know, trying to use the court to shield you from public accountability when you're engaged in weird harassment campaigns. And the funny thing is, if he would have just read anything that the judge has written about my case, he would see that more or less the judge is saying that, right? You know, there were a billion different people saying, oh, yes, he's talking about his case, he's screwing himself over, blah, blah, blah. But it was Pixie's public statements about how she wanted to hold me accountable and she wanted to financially punish me that hurt her when she got ruled against for her preliminary injunction. This idea that I'm doing something wrong or bad when, like, these other people are acting like lunatics is just unhinged. It's crazy.
Listen to people that are trying to advise them, even give them good advice. The only thing Destiny's going to listen to is the cold, hard consequences of the law. So let's talk about his defenses. The she approached me defense. He claims, of course, self-protection. The recording was in self-protection.
Well, yeah, but I that's not a legal defense. That's just why I started recording.
The presumptions are against Destiny here, though, because let's even take that at face value and say that she did approach him. First of all, you're not a Texas resident. What were you doing there in the first place? Maybe, let's put it out this way. He was walking around in that area and she approached him, but did he happen to just stumble upon the place where she works?
It's 6th Street. And what was I doing there? God damn it. What was I don't even know what the oh, was it this? If only there was a huge fucking political event that was going on. If only there was a massive political event that was going on over the weekend where this happened, that would have been a reason why I might have been there. And then why would, at night, why would he have been on literally the most popular street in the entire state of Texas? I wonder. Nah, no shot. Must have been a coincidence, I guess.
He was walking around in that area and she approached him, but did he happen to just stumble upon the place where she works, where her workplace is? Was that just really random coinkydink that he just ended up in a place where she works? That's questionable. There's also a large activist community, which, as I've mentioned, is against Miss De Laguna, does not like her, and they've been known to go out and do unhinged things, right? They might be trying to swat her, they might be trying to chase her, stalk her, who knows, with some unhinged people in the DGG. The other argument, this one I heard, was, it's a street, bro, it's a street. Yes, if you're just two random people on the street and you happen to run into somebody on the street, yes, that is just a street encounter, and as long as you move on, right, you move on quickly, there isn't necessarily a problem there. Here's the issue. This is a witness. Witness can't be harassed anywhere. It doesn't make it okay to harass a witness in the street. It doesn't matter if you're in McDonald's, it doesn't matter if you're on your car, it doesn't matter where you are. You can't, there's no exception. The law doesn't say you can't harass a witness. You can't harass a witness unless it's on the street, right?
Again, she's told you so much, legal mindset, and I know how fucking pathetic you are. I know that you've only fucked women that can't speak English, that you've whatever lured or trapped in your little weird fucking web of methamphetamine-induced lunacy overseas, and I know that Lauren De Laguna might be the first white woman in a decade that's given you attention, and you're captivated by her and her big boobies, and you know you miss it so much, and that's great, and I'm glad that she spun her little web of lies for you. But all you would have to do to, I need that, bury me, no, I don't, I would never use that. All you have to do is ask her for the video. She was recording the whole time. Ask her for the video from the start. Send me the video. Especially because she was recording. If I approached her, she should have it. It should be so easy, right?
No, you can't harass them anywhere, period. So that it's a street, bro, doesn't really work. Also, the engagement was extended beyond necessary. He did not need to stay in that and stay on that as long as possible.
She didn't need to stay there. She's the one that left at the end. She could have left at any time. I'm not holding her there. I'm standing on one of the most popular intersections in the entire state of tech. I think we're like a block from the mothership. If anybody's down there, you know, I think we were going to go to that, I think the bar was called like the Shakespeare or whatever. And then we moved to some, but this is like, it might have been the most popular corner in the entire state of Texas. Maybe. But like, it would like literally, she could just walk away. She doesn't have to stand there at all. Why is she sitting there talking to me, recording me? Like, I'm not chasing her. I'm not following her.
If he wanted to record it for his own safety, he could have recorded it and walked away and not talked about references of gang stalking and not made a reference that she works around there.
Ooh, I wonder if he's personally upset by the gang stalking thing since he's like schizo a little bit.
Pushed her, right, and made that accusation that she is the stalker, and therefore she responded, she works there, he kind of baited that out of her, therefore now the whole community knows that and can come harass her.
I baited that? How am I baiting? Oh, she can just walk away. Why is she running up to me screaming at me?
So I think that burden is there. Also, saying Lauren is lying and calling her a liar, well, she filed a police report. Did Destiny file a police report? No, he did not. So
I didn't file a police report because she didn't do anything illegal. She's just a fucking weirdo. Why would I file a police report because somebody walks up to me and starts shouting at me? What do you want me to... Why the fuck would I file a police report on that? I don't think she did anything illegal. She's just a fucking weirdo. What?
Once again, I tend to believe the person with legal consequences behind them, not the person who has nothing at their on their side to prove it because they haven't actually filed a police report. If Destiny is really serious that it was Lauren who came up and harassed him, file a police report in Texas, Destiny, because
I don't have any evidence. Well, I guess actually that's true. I could get the guy outside the bar, and I could get the other L that was with me. What would be the point, though? Like, I feel like if I filed this police report, that even if I brought two witnesses with me, they'd be like, okay, well, thanks, Sonny. We'll keep our eyes out for, like, what do you think they're going to, the Texas Rangers are going to pull up to her, to the whatever, I don't even know where the fuck she works. I guess on 6th Street. She's just in the street. Are you just going to pull up to her? And we need to have some questions, okay? Did you approach this man on the street with your phone and record? You're facing, this is a class X misdemeanor. You could pay a $500 fine. God damn it.
And you should be the one filing the police report, right? That's her harassing you. That's her stalking you. Go file the police report. Well, he hasn't done that. So therefore, the presumption remains in Lauren's favor. So in conclusion, Destiny is just continuing to dig himself deeper in this case. You know, Pixie's attorneys aren't the best. I would say my assessment is they're kind of weak in terms of their power. Of course, once again, she's not got unlimited money. A lot of them are doing the work for a discount or pro bono, I believe.
You have no idea. You don't know any of that. You're just talking out your ass. But you do for everything, right? Fuck, man. I will. Listen, someday I will go to law school, okay? Because apparently these degrees are a dime a dungeon. Dime a dozen. I don't like this. I see this argument, and I'll bring this up at the end of the case. But this idea of, like, well, it's because she has bad attorneys. That's why everything's going so poorly for her. She has bad attorneys because no good attorney would have taken her case. Because it was a bullshit case from the beginning. That's why two law firms shot her down initially. Or at least that's what the public text messages that I've seen on President Sunday and that other guy, those are the text messages I've seen publicly. I don't know, privately, maybe she never said that because I still have no discovery from her. I still have nothing of relevance of any of the conversations. So who knows? Maybe that never happened. Maybe those were hallucinations and they were all faked, since apparently Pixie's too busy tweeting all day to actually, you know, give me any of the documents I requested. But
to their power, of course, once again, she's not got unlimited money. A lot of them are doing the work for a discount or pro bono, I believe. But Destiny is already in trouble. He's already got the issue with what's on his computer and that stuff that came up. And this is only adding to it. Adding on with this public incident was not necessary for Destiny. But as I've said before, he just can't help himself. And Destiny, based on this incident, at a minimum, will be investigated. Probably by the DOJ, the feds, likely, very likely, the...
What, by Interpol as well? Who else? L is on the case. Like, what?
At a minimum, will be investigated. Probably by the DOJ, the feds. Likely, very likely, the Texas is going to go hard on him, even harder than the DOJ. But we'll see. They both might go very hard on him. But he's going to be investigated for these multitude of potential crimes. Guys, what do you think about this? What do you think is going to happen with Destiny in this case? I will catch you on the next one.
Aren't you supposed to have access to discovery? Yeah, you are. Crazy, huh? Kind of weird how that works. Who's going to take over? Mr. Mouton? He can do a stream with Nathan while I'm in prison for 10 to 20 years. Is there any actual risk for her if she just doesn't give you any rediscovery requests? Like, do you have to prove she has that info? Well, I mean, it's just whatever they can do to drag things out longer, right? I doubt that we can do anything bad against them until after the discovery deadlines are over. December 16th, is when we start filing stuff related to that. But I mean, like, they know they're going to lose this case anyway. So it's not like they're worried about adverse inferences. It's not like they're worried about doing things to hurt the validity of their case. They know that they know they have no case, and they know that it doesn't matter anyway. So it's whatever they can do to push things out as much as possible. On the whole discovery thing, will you ever get the stuff you want from her? No, I don't think so. I think there's a reason why she doesn't want to turn anything over. It's because it probably shows a whole bunch of malicious conduct by her behind the scenes. She probably knows it, so she doesn't want to give me anything. And she's not going to, because it's her case, and they'll dismiss it when they're done, or they'll drag it out until they can dismiss it. And then she'll just frolic along with her life, as all white women do. What did she turn over so far? I can't speak with specificity to what was turned over, because... the discovery stuff is governed by a confidentiality agreement, I think, like their protection order. But like, of all the stuff she turned over, basically all of it is just like messages from a shared group chat that we were in with 6 other people. There was a group chat that we had for me and like 5 other people that all lived in Miami. And then every single message they put in an individual document. So like in one of their filings, they say like, we turned over 3,000 documents to the defense. Of those 3,000, I was like 2,800 of them are just messages from that group chat, which I don't even think I asked for, but you know, it's cute. Good waste of time. Good memes. Have you thought to ask for cryptographic verification for each message? Shut the fuck up, but true.